How's the second day of camp so far?
I think it's the third, but yeah, third day, second day for you, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Third day camp was good. Yeah, we've made progress each day. Very, very happy with the effort, intensity, focus. We're getting better.
Obviously, you're still splitting reps with the quarterbacks, yeah. But what are you seeing from them? You also got Jason Shelley in there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jason, just, you know, you want to get him a little bit of work. He'll redshirt, but I feel good about the quarterbacks. I think they're taking care of the football. You know, we're not turning over. They're making good decisions and they're making plays with their feet and they're leading and directing. Again, I feel great with the progress.
Coach, how's the O-line coming together with only one returning starter?
Good. Really good. We got some talented guys. They're young, some of them inexperienced, some of them. But, you know, Coach Harding just continues to do an unbelievable job with the O-line, and I think they're very talented, very talented.
Do you think in your offense you'll have a single dominant receiver or will it be spread out more?
Well, you know, the balance to me is spreading it out to different receivers, so that's what you hope for. But, you know, obviously you'd like a guy at the boundary receiver to be a guy that is hard to cover one-on-one. That's where, you know, Darren's playing right now.
Is that something that needs to be developed here in camp?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the winning on one-on-ones and stuff like that.
Yeah, that particular receiver, or is it already
done? Yeah, yeah, no, I think that, you know, just in general, all of our guys have progressed since spring, so I'm pleased with that. I wouldn't say one specific position stands out that really needs to improve. I think they're all making progress.
And maybe the same philosophy at running back, one dominant guy? Or would you have
I would say at running back, you know, we like to play two or three guys and keep them moving, and Coach Mack has always done a great job of that at keeping them fresh.
Do you envision a two-back set, or still stick with the single back?
No, we'll do two backs, actually. Tomorrow we're working some two-back stuff, so we'll be in a multiple personnel groups, a lot of similar concepts, but we'll get different personnel groups on the field.
Speaking of those backs, how are they doing adjusting to a little bit more responsibilities in the pass game?
I think they're doing great. You know, I think they're catching the ball, in my opinion, and I didn't always feel this way, is something that you can improve over long durations and periods of time and lots of reps. And they're improving catching the ball, and they know what they're doing. They had a few assignment errors the day before, but today was a lot better.
Troy, what's your basic philosophy about tempo in your offense?
Tempo, if you know, fast tempo isn't good if you're not moving the football. So if I get a big play or we're moving the football and got the defense on their heels, you're creating some anxiety. I like to go fast, but I don't want to go fast just for fast sake. You know, if we're throwing an incomplete pass and hurrying back to the line of scrimmage and running a play isn't gonna help you. But if you get a pretty good sized play, get into the line, you get them a little disoriented. I mean, it happened today. It's a huge, huge factor. So we'll be, our regular pace is pretty fast, and then we'll have, you know, a very fast tempo, and then we'll have a slow tempo.
When you solidify the depth chart at quarterback, how much emphasis do you put on practice versus these individual scrimmages that you're going to have?
Oh, on choosing the quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah, scrimmages way more. Yeah, because you know, quarterbacks are like tea bags, right? You don't know what you got until you put them in hot water. So
okay.
We got the more, and that's why we had them live, honestly, in the spring scrimmages. Yeah. We had two or three, because you just see, you know, the players change when it gets live at quarterback. They either get better or they get worse. And so, yeah, definitely the live action means more.
Do you feel like you have enough scrimmages scheduled to be able to get to that point?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you're seeing them a lot out here. You're getting a ton of reps, and then I do think we'll have enough scrimmages.